Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. I don't know if you knew this, but anyone can get the same premium wireless for $15 a month plan that I've been enjoying. It's not just for celebrities. So do like I did and have one of your assistants switch you to Mint Mobile today. I'm told it's super easy to do at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. Intro rate first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See full terms at mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Bluehost. You might not be a tech genius, but you want the website for your business to crush it. Thankfully, Bluehost makes it easy. Customized, optimized, and monetized. Everything exactly how you want with AI. Your site can be up within minutes, and the search engine tools even help you get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
Hey, we are back. And Martha McCallum and Bill Hemmer here. And it looks like there's somewhat of a rift. Bill gave a very big hello, and Martha just kept looking down. What's going on?
Working.
Eric, stay close.
Something.
This could get out of control.
And I just saw Bill a few minutes ago. Oh. We were just on set together on his show. Oh. Yeah. So we had already said good morning.
I had no idea if you stayed in contact.
Well, yeah, actually, we were giving the side eye to you.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I misinterpreted. We were just talking about, I don't want to spend the whole time on this, but we were talking about that full screen you had on the injunctions. On 6 for George Bush, and there was 14 for Barack Obama,
yes.
64 for Donald Trump. And Martha thinks it's not a bad thing because it's good to test the system.
Well, I'm just saying the torrent of stuff that's coming at these judges, they have much more to chew on than they have in prior administrations, certainly, where not a whole lot was happening. But I think that in some ways, with some of these cases, the administration wants to test it. Right? Push it in front of them and have them determine that actually it is upheld in the executive power. It does fall under the national security obligation of the president of the United States to return people who are belong to a terrorist organization and eject them from the country. So I think some of these are going to actually help them make their case. I think it's part of the process.
I don't disagree. I think Trump sees it as competition.
He's not upset. He doesn't seem angry.
He's just going to push it as far as he can. He's going to be able to get away with what he can get away. My theory on the case for the flights on Friday night is thus. They knew when they enacted this 1798 rule on Friday night that it was going to take a while to get a judge, to get this in front of a judge. And the planes were already fueled up and ready to go. And they knew they had an ally on the receiving end of it. In El Salvador.
Mm-hmm.
And they also knew that he was ready with all of his soldiers.
And his cameras.
I love the cameras.
Because they knew the images would go viral.
100%.
And they weren't going to blow the opportunity. So I guess in the last hour they said, we need more time to give you answers on the questions that you have. Questions being what time did the plane take off, when were you out of U.S. airspace, all that stuff. But I think this was an operation that was set in motion. They wanted to make sure that it happened. And Trump's an image guy. He wants to take those images and flood them all across America and all around the world to let you know how you're going to be treated. I think that was a strategy.
One more thing. These
district courts, I had no idea. Do you know how many district judges there are in America?
How many? I don't even know.
We 96, found
I think.
677.
Oh, at that level. Yeah.
Plus others that have seniority.
So they're going to be conducting our foreign policy?
I had no idea.
Are they going to be doing our foreign policy?
I don't know, but I just had no idea that there was that number in the judicial level of the United States.
That can,
but see, to me, this is not a hard one. What I thought was, if you want to go ahead and make sure that 261 are actually TDA or that type, that vile and deserved, you want to go do that? If there's a system for that to make sure ICE didn't arrest the wrong person, interrogate the wrong person, and go ahead and charge the wrong person, you want to go, if there's a system you want to work through, go do it. But to stop it, turn the plane around as a district judge, really? Do we have enough gas to do that? Yeah. Where are we landing? You're going to clear the airfield for us? And now that all of a sudden, I worry about this. Like, Martha, I think, and the president's like you, he's laid back about it. I worry about, this is such an extreme example. I never thought a district court judge would make a stand here. The other stuff, when you talk about dissolving the Department of Education and things like that, this worries me. Because this, to me, is such an extreme example. So many people are like, are we going to bat for TDA? Really?
Yeah.
So I worry about if you're going to stop that, that means everything's going to be gummed up. We're not going to get anything done.
I think that what we're learning is the policy is that it's better to ask forgiveness than permission. And they are in go-go mode. Just do it, right? And we will answer to the judge later. We'll figure this out. I do not believe that the American people care at all. I think they want these people ejected from the country. And as I said before, if there's a neighbor or a friend who says, this guy is really a good guy, and they determine that definitively, we can always bring him back. As for the Department of Education, these departments were created, most of them late in the American process. They can be eliminated. And of course, the court's going to get involved in these issues. Of course they are. Mm-hmm. But I believe that in most cases, the executive power will come out
We had a guy on our show yesterday, and I said, how do you determine that they're TDA? He says it's getting more and more difficult. He said when MS-13 was spreading in 2017, 2018, they had the tattoo on their chest. Mm-hmm. He says that was an easy identifier. But they've gotten smarter, they've changed their ways, and it's becoming more difficult to find and identify them. I'll say this. You watch that video as a man, it hurts when your facial hair is shaved without shaving cream. And you saw that guy on his knees? Mm-hmm. That's
right.
Some pain.
And you know how much pain logically he probably inflicted on other people? But he is in pain. They're getting their hair cuts, and they got to go into solitary for a year. And the others are going to go to prison for the rest of their life. Yeah. El Salvador, 60 minutes is a big feature on them.
I've been to those jails in San Salvador.
Not because of you. You were visiting
as
a reporter.
I was there with Bill Barr. Guys, can I tell you? That, you know what you can't sense from the video is how hot it is, how humid it is, how many mosquitoes are in the air. And these are open air cages. And I mean, the time that they displayed them, there's like 30 guys to a cage.
Oh, my God.
And, you know, they're chained
it's
up all day long.
It's a good incentive to behave yourself.
Like maybe for an hour a day, they're able to stretch their bodies. Then they go back into it. This particular prison, however, is well outside of town. I don't know if you've seen the aerials of it.
It's enormous. 30,000 to 40,000 people it holds,
exactly.
Right?
Yes.
Let's talk about Russia if we can. It looks like, now I found out from talking to Cliff May an hour ago, Mike Waltz says it was only 5-minute delay for President Trump. It's not true that he was left an hour. So he was surprised about the whole story. But what Cliff May just said, that Steve Witkoff was left outside in Russia for 9 hours as he talked to the Belarusian president, that was not a common knowledge. I was looking everywhere. I couldn't find it. 9 hours.
Going in to see Putin.
He was with Lukashenko of Belarus for 9 hours prior. What's the emergency there? That's a vassal state. So as we see what emerged is, here's take some prisoners back and don't hit energy sites. Your thoughts, I guess, Martha, about what was accomplished yesterday?
So I think the positive way to look at it is that it's just beginning. The process is just beginning. But it's pretty clear that Putin is not in a highly negotiable mood. And even during the first phase of this with Zelensky, they kept saying, we're not going to allow any European troops on the ground in Ukraine. That's not going to happen.
Non-starter.
That's not going to happen. And we insist that the military is at a very small level in Ukraine and a level that we agree to. They want to put a stranglehold on this country. They want to make sure that it never joins NATO. And they want to make sure that it's not a mini NATO. Like, to them, if you put European troops on the ground, it might as well be a NATO country.
I agree with that. We're closer, a lot closer to A than we are to Z. So, like, closer to the beginning than the end. I don't know what Trump does. Does Trump flood the zone? You know, when you get off a conversation like that, and if Witkoff was stood up the way he was, how does that sit with you? Probably not well. Does he amp up the weapons? Mm-hmm. Does that lead you to a better result?
This could lead to World War III, and no one wants that.
I read two fascinating things this past week. You've got a land border that's about 700 miles long for the front line. There are parts of this border that stretch for 10 miles, a 10-mile no-go zone, meaning that if you're with the Ukrainian military or the Russian military or the North Koreans in this case, you can't move because the drones, their coverage is so intense that they'll detect you immediately. Even then, if you're able to negotiate a ceasefire, an armistice, or some sort of
pause,
or capitulation. How do you defend that border? It's 700 miles long. The damage is already done. Both sides hate each other more with greater intensity than ever before in their history. This is a huge challenge. There is no easy way to figure this out. Yeah. And I'm not, with all the talent and Trump and Waltz and Witkoff and Rubio, I don't know. I agree with your point. Putin is hell-bent on winning and does not care about the destruction. The other thing I learned this week, the North Korean soldiers are getting better, and they're fighting in Kursk. There was a line of the Wall Street Journal where these guys crawled through a non-operating natural gas pipeline. And they did it in that town in Kursk that was fought over for the last week. Mm-hmm. And they popped out on the other side, and they cut off the retreating Ukrainian soldiers. And a number of these North Korean soldiers died from methane poisoning from the gas line. Blew me away.
Wow.
These guys, they're sent half a continent away. They don't speak the language. They can't read the alphabet. The food sucks. And they're crawling through gas pipelines to fight an enemy they have no beef with. That is one terrible way to go.
Right. And they were a cannon fodder in the beginning. And they just would go straight ahead and have no idea about drone technology or things to that nature. But how the North Koreans, I mean, the fact is they're taking Chinese dual-use weapons. They need Iranian weapons, drones especially, the Shahed drones or missiles. And now they have North Korean troops, and they're going into Yemen, and they're recruiting out of Yemen. So this is a country of 150 million who can't even staff an army because they've lost so many, and at least a million people have left the country because they want no part of this war. So on some level, when the doors close, as evil as Vladimir Putin is, does he say, I got an off-ramp here? And do I want to alienate the guy that actually is talking to
That's
me
a great point.
For three and three-quarter years?
He's not there yet.
Putin isn't.
No.
I mean, you know, when you look back, I look back at this 2007, I think, speech by Putin about basically diminishing American power. That is the goal of all of these entities that are involved in this fight. I just wonder, at some point, do we realize what a distraction all of this is from what's happening in China? And is there a decision that is the more important battle, the more important place for us to be? And do we ultimately walk away from this fight? It's very difficult to solve. The other just side point that I was reading about this week that I think is so fascinating, I think that what we've watched in between Russia and Ukraine is the last trench warfare in history. When you see these advances of these drones and what they are able to do, we are looking at the future of warfare in this zone in a way.
Drones.
Absolutely. Little things that look like dogs that go, you know, you used to have to get into the trees in a place where you could hide to do reconnaissance, to see where the enemy was. You're not doing that anymore. So the early stage of this, the trench warfare looked like World War One. The later stage looks like the future of warfare in the world.
We're going to find out if you need to know more. And Martha, you're exclusively going to let our listeners know who's going to be on your show. Is that true?
Absolutely. You'll get a scoop.
Can Bill hear too?
I hope so.
Yes.
Back in a moment.
It is time to take the quiz.
It's five questions in less than 5 minutes. We ask people on the streets of New York City to play along. Let's see how you do.
Take the quiz every day at thequiz.fox. Then come back here to see how you did.
Thank you for taking the quiz.
All right, we are back. Martha and Bill are here. Martha, I don't want to lose this opportunity to find out what's going to be on your show. I'm being a little selfish.
So we were talking, one of my favorite stories was the whistleblowers from the IRS who felt that they had felonious activity from the Bidens that was, you know, not worth the squeeze. The juice wasn't worth the squeeze. So now Joseph Ziegler is going to be a Treasury official. So it's a vindication, and we're going to speak with him. We've had him on a lot, and we're going to talk to him today. I'm looking forward
Martha
to
Martha is in what I call the hot zone of cable news.
Yeah, it's pretty, pretty hot
just
lately.
Keep the plates up in the air.
I know, and then Trump's,
a lot going
you never
on.
Know when he's going to take over.
A lot going on. It's great.
And all right, Bill, you're not jealous of that guest, are you?
I'll be watching.
Okay, good.
And learning.
All right. So here's what I'm more to know. I just got to ask you this.
Yes.
I never even thought this was an issue. Are you honest with your dentist? It turns out a majority of Americans are not. 60% confess to wanting to impress their dentist during office visits. 57% lie about their hygiene. 48% believe their dentist can see right through their lies. and 64% feel guilty about their dishonesty. Bill Hemmer, do you lie to your dentist?
I'm down on dentists. I don't lie to my dentist, but I do floss every day.
So do I.
And
that's what they're lying about.
One of the only things in this world that you cannot Google, even with AI, is the opinion of a dentist about something in your mouth that
really?
You can't see.
Martha?
I think what people are lying about is flossing, and I'm with Bill. I floss every single day. So no, I do not lie to my dentist, and they can see if there's plaque on your teeth. I don't think that any lie is going to convince them otherwise.
So get this. Coffee houses are the hot new first date place. They say that it's a safe place to be. The New York Post quotes one 26-year-old says, it's less of a commitment, especially meeting someone for the first time. Going out to dinner is just too much pressure.
No way.
Whereas you go to the coffee date, this goes very well, and springboard to other things.
I'm okay with it. I think Martha's going to take the other side.
I remember someone asking me out for coffee once. I was like, coffee? That's so boring. Take me out for dinner or a drink. I'm not going out for coffee.
Martha, the thing is, did you want to go out with him?
It turned me off that he went. I was like, you're really boring. No, thank you.
I think there's some cool spots in New York where you can.
There are,
find
for
a good,
sure.
Good spot.
Okay, here's the
I
problem.
Guess if you want that barrier of protection and you're not sure you like the person, maybe coffee's okay.
Remember, like, it's just lunch? Isn't there like a.
Whatever happened, it's just lunch.
So I think this is the problem. Hey, how you doing? Great to meet you. What's your name? Great. Nice to meet you. Like, look great. I want to get in a line. What do you want, a latte? Then you're gone for 15 minutes. And then you come back. And I'm like, do you get another one? And I can't really have two once it's done.
Right.
The other thing, I was talking to Carly Shimkus about this. Not that we like to get drunk, but it's such a shame that people are drinking less now and going to bars less. There's nothing better than going to a bar. You see a flat screen up there at 7 o'clock.
So
it's
fun.
Friday.
And I know.
And even before you take your first sip, isn't it
fun?
I don't believe any of this stuff.
The kids don't even, they don't go out anymore.
They're
kids
not.
Don't go out.
I'm not buying that.
What do you mean, Bill?
Come to my neighborhood, man. It's just crawling on the weekends.
Well, I don't
it's
know.
Active.
I have three in their 20s, and like they go out a couple of them more than others, but it's not like it used to be. Like we went out every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. Thursday was like the beginning of the weekend.
Right.
Sometimes Sunday.
We went out all the time.
But what's healthier? Like, I don't know if they graduate. For example, people used to smoke all the time. Now they smoke less. Okay, that's good. But now they're drinking less. I'm thinking, really? I mean, you could go out and get a Guinness Zero.
I think people smoke less, but I think they drink the same amount, if not more. By the way, this is Lent, so I am on the wagon.
Yes. He's
really?
Always
Why
on the wagon
alcohol?
During Lent.
Because it's hard. That's why.
Right.
I'll tell you why. You lose weight. You become enormously more productive.
So it's really beneficial for you.
Everything in New York is 50% off.
What do you mean?
So three for three. The bill comes and it's half the price that
because
it used to be.
Because he's not drinking at dinner.
Not paying for an $18 cocktail.
This is what I found out. The next generation, it's not that they're mature to get drunk. They're getting high or having gummies.
Totally.
There's nothing less socializing than getting high.
Let's go out and get a gummy together.
Right.
It's terrible.
Get
I agree.
Together.
Alcohol is much more social, but I think they are coming after alcohol in a huge way.
Why?
It's going to have labels on it. Now they're saying no amount of wine is safe. No amount of alcohol is safe. It used to be like, a glass of red wine every day actually makes you healthier. No more.
Martha,
they are coming after alcohol in a big way.
West Virginia is set to implement the biggest crackdown on junk food in history.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
That's okay.
I'm okay with that.
All right.
Let's get healthy.
Yeah. Obviously, you don't invest in ringdings. All right. No yodels in the portfolio.
No bugles.
Right? No Twinkies.
No, get rid of that
in
stuff.
The McCallum fortune.
Absolutely. No.
Hey,
there never were.
Don't forget, Saturday night, where you're going to be, St. Louis.
That's
History
right.
of Liberty and Left live on Fox Nation.
Yay.
RyanKilmeade.com.
Fox News Audio presents the Fox Nation Investigates podcast, Evil Next Door, exploring the life and crimes of five serial predators from across the United States. Listen and follow now at foxtruecrime.com or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.